The Census Bureau has released new population figures for California and 9 other states. The numbers are based on the so-called long form from the 2000 census. 1 in 6 households answered detailed questions about their home life, their ancestors, their rent checks, even their commuting time. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports that in California, the results show some dramatic changes, including a rise in the number of people who don't feel at home speaking English.
The census shows that about 34 million people live in California, and about 40% of them speak a language other than English at home, a big jump from 10 years ago. The figures also show that more than half of Spanish-speaking residents report that they speak English less than very well. On the edge of San Francisco's predominantly Latino Mission District, Omar Gallego is taking a brief break from his English class at the Mission Language and Vocational School.
My English is not really, it's not good enough. That's why I'm here in school.
Gallego came here from Colombia 12 years ago. He works as a technician at a Spanish language radio station, an environment in which English isn't necessary. But recently, Gallego says he wanted to improve his computer skills, and he realized that since most of the computers speak English, maybe he should too.
It's not really easy because, we are in a country where everybody speaks English. So if you don't speak English, you're not going to do it. So that's why you have to go to school.
Inside the vocational school, a young man is watching bread bake.
My name is Elvis. I come from Mexico.
Elvis Zapata, a moon-faced young man wearing a T-shirt with an American flag, says he spends 14 hours a day at the Mission Vocational School on a crash course in two things, baking pastries and learning English.
For me, it's no job because I like it. I think when I finish here or to school and everything, I think I go out or maybe I can teach people too. I like teach people too. They want to learn.
And Elvis says he wants to become a U.S. citizen. Indeed, the census shows a significant upsurge in naturalization rates in California over the past 10 years, some of it spurred by the anti-immigrant initiative of the mid-1990s. But if the census showed that some things changed dramatically in 10 years, other things were notable for how much they stayed the same, like Californians' love affair with their cars. 71% of Californians report that they drive to work alone. That's virtually unchanged in the past decade, despite many public campaigns to encourage carpooling. Some commuters who make the daily trek into San Francisco from Oakland say they've experimented with casual carpooling, but it just didn't work for them. Declan Brown is a transportation consultant.
It would really take some major changes even to get me to try it again.
Such as?
Such as more flexibility with pickup locations and the ability to really probably find regular commuters that would go from my neighborhood that would say, hey, I'm a 5-day a week. I have to get there between these hours. Let's count on each other.
At the same time, the census shows that Californians are not driving much more than they did in the past, despite anecdotal reports of 2-hour commutes. The average work commute is 27 minutes, up only 3 minutes from 10 years earlier. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.